attacks! Hi guys, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk about the disrespect I saw at Love Island so far. And there's only one girl that was being disrespectful, which is Melanie. And then the rest of the guys being disrespectful, I will talk about them last. So with Melanie, how I'm going to first off saying this, I don't think she likes Sincere. Because to disrespect him multiple times when he has been respectful to you and hasn't given me the Sincere, his name might mean he's sincere or might mean he's not sincere at this point, was like, why are you doing that? Because now I'm feeling like you're just staying here, staying with him until you find someone that you like. And from what was said is, Corbin is more your type. And the sleepover challenge, I was all for, like, all the girls kissing all the guys. That is a challenge. I wouldn't do what Anaya did and not kiss anyone and just find Casey. And I feel like, and the guy I do not agree with is Bryce when he said, Melanie knew who the second guy was. And I'm like, no, she's blindfolded. The only person I would understand, because here's the thing, Anaya was the only one to like feel the guy's bodies because she didn't kiss anyone but Casey. Every other girl kissed all the guys and they only felt the guys from head up. So no, she did not. I think Corbin and Casey, hair wise, are kind of similar. So she might have thought it was Melanie might have thought it's either Corbin or it's either Casey with the second guy. But what I felt was disrespectful was Melanie going back and forth. When you know that the first guy is sincere, you don't know who the second guy is, fine. But like, if you just did all the guys, I was fine with that. But you going back and forth with Sincere and whoever the guy you thought the second guy was, I felt that was disrespectful. There's no point. I was gagged. Ariana was gagged. All the guys were mad and thought that was disrespectful. I think all the other girls could have seen. They would be gagged. Like, that was disrespectful. Which goes back to the thing that I don't think Melanie likes Sincere. And I still have never heard the whole girls should like their guys more than their guys do. For me, it's still the reverse for that. I've always heard boys should like the girls more. Anyway, so that's what I thought was disrespectful. Also, what I thought was disrespectful, she was disrespectful twice, was when she was jumping up and down when Caleb came. When Caleb's not her type, Kenzie's type is Caleb. Caleb is more Kenzie's type, and Kenzie was not even doing that. So if the girl that the bombshell's type is not even doing that, why are you doing that? It's giving too much. It's giving messy. And I feel like the producer were trying to get messy and too much. And they're like, oh, we'll use Melody. Melody, can you do this? Because that's the only way that makes sense. And my thing is, even Sincere
said later on that you were too much, you were being disrespectful. And you know which one was sincere, because sincere, he's the only guy with long hair. He had a bun. You saw him have a bun, so you could feel the bun. So I feel like you were doing too much and being disrespectful to sincere. And sincere hasn't shown at that point him being not sincere. He does later on in the episode, but as of right now, he has been completely respectful to you. Casey. All right, we have two new female bombshells. We have Soy and we have Jen. Soy's fingerprints and everything was all over Casey. We figure out that besides the pixie cut, Casey had an ex that looked like Soy. Casey, read the room. You disrespected Amaya. Why are you so happy? You're like, oh, I'm blessed to have all this pain. I'm blessed. You don't say that. That's so rude. That's so disrespectful. Anaya has been overly caring, comforting, respectful to you when every bombshell has come. Like, and you treat her like trash? Come on now. That's totally disrespectful. That's not okay. You're an a-hole for that. And to be honest with you, all the like disrespect that the guys gave, I'm like not surprised the majority of guys are disrespectful. But it was not necessary. Like, why would you do that? That's not okay. At all. So disrespectful. So just bad. The next guy we're gonna talk about is Zach. And you saying you're giving mixed signals. You told you pretty much said, "Oh, I went to Jen the bombshell." You were saying me and Kada are really good. I'm not trying to pursue anything. We're closed. We're only into each other. You didn't say you were closed off. And then later you were like with Kada being like, it was bad saying, oh, I'm closed off, when you didn't even say that. It's early on. It sounds like I'm in a relationship. So you just keep it scared. I'm with Kada being like, let me back off of me, try to go with other people, because he's giving mixed signals. Did I do something? Da, da, da. Why are you doing that? That's, for me, that's an asshole move. That's a guy scared of commitment. That's like an asshole move. No one, why would you say like, oh yeah, I want to get to know you, and right now it's just you and I, and then like a day after, or I don't know how many hours after, you'd be like, you change your mind, you flip it and a switch. No, this is Love Island. This is what it's made for. For you to find your person, stay with your person, and you're gonna get tested to see if it lasts or not. Stop. And no one is stopping you from talking to other people. Even if you guys were closed off, you can still talk to the other islanders. Nothing's stopping you from doing that. Like, what is wrong? No, I felt like that was disrespectful. I think Zach will try to have his cake and eat it too. And then when Kada was like, oh yeah, I'll pull the Caleb the new bombshell, he was all like, what, you're the one that said let's continue, so you wanted to only do that and have her stay by herself? No sir. I see the game that you men are playing. That's not okay. It's okay for you guys to explore, and they can't. No, we're not doing that. Stop it. You're an a-hole. Next, we're going to talk about Sincere, which I feel like Sincere is not actually sincere. And this is why I'm saying Sincere is not sincere. I think it would have been a crazy television if Melanie walked into the speakeasy while Zoe and Sincere were still kissing. It would have been a crazy TV. Anyway, Sincere, you should have told Melanie when she asked you, did you guys kiss? And it's funny how Bryce knew they kissed in this speakeasy. That's crazy. But you should have told her how you pulled Soy, and then you guys talked and you guys shared a kiss and went deep and learned about each other, and then she pulled you the second time, and then you had a kiss in the speakeasy. You left out information. That's sus. That's suspicious. That's not okay with me at all. You're lying. You're not being sincere. Ha ha! There we go. See? Sincere is not really sincere. And I had a feeling that Sincere wasn't really sincere. And there's, like I said before, there's a thing about people being named weird names, and I'm like, why are your parents called you that? First of all. Second of all, if your name is like Sincere or Patient or Hope or Faith, you're one or the other. It's either you are that person, like you're like hopeful or you're faithful or you're sincere or you're patient, or you're the opposite and you're not sincere, not hope. You get what I mean. It's either one or the other. And I'm like, no, I don't. When I see guys, from my experience, is with people named names like that, and especially with dudes, they're not. They're a playboy. They're not sincere. They're sincere in some aspects and not in others. And when they're juggling or they're with other juggling multiple women, they leave out a lot of information. And Sincere, what you should have done is tell Melanie the whole thing. She might have crashed out, she might have did this, but at least you're being truthful. And what I saw in the first glance is she finds out that you weren't being completely truthful, and then she crashes out. And then that's how it is. So, like I said, I'm not on anybody's side with the, like, sincere, with the Melanie and Sincere thing. I'm not on anybody's side. I still think Melanie doesn't completely like Sincere. I think she's more into Corbin, and in the like first look, it looks like she pulls Corbin, right? So I don't think she likes Sincere, which, and I also think like Melanie's like trust issues is to fault as well. I'm glad that you caught that your past traumas are affecting you, but still, like I said in the last podcast, you need to communicate that. You need to talk about that. And with Bryce, I don't think Bryce likes Melanie. Oh, sorry, my bad. I don't think Bryce likes Trinity. I don't think Trinity likes Melanie. I think they're a friendship couple. I think Bryce is trying to stay on the villa until he finds his type, and I want Trinity to find a dude that she actually likes. And what I saw in the first look is that Bryce is trying to, because I guess Trinity is talking to a bombshell, and he's like, okay, I don't want to leave. So he wants to go talk to Kata. Kata don't like you, dude. Kata does not like you. She likes guys with dark features that Zach has. So you're wasting your time trying to talk to her. That's what I saw in the first look. So why are you trying to, like, you're really, really close to Zai. Why are you trying to do that to your best friend? That makes no sense. But that's all when it comes to, like, the disrespect that I've seen so far when it comes to Love Island. Those are my thoughts and opinions. I think Melanie, you should talk about your trust issues. You told the rest of the boys that you have trust issues. So, well, especially like Casey, that you have trust issues. And they're like, oh, well, that's not fair to Sincere. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't get, if a lot of guys have screwed you over, and trust issues don't go away like that. That's what people have to understand. It doesn't go away like that. But, and especially, and what's going to trigger Melanie's trust issues more is she asked you to go into detail of what happened with you and Soy, and you left part of the information out. And I believe that's what has happened to Melanie in the past. A lot of guys have left information out, like half the information out or the whole information out, which is why she has trust issues. So this is going to trigger Melanie again, which is what's going to make her not trust you more and crash out more. So that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.